This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Renee Montaigne is on vacation. I'm Steve Inskeep. United Nations troops were supposed to take over peacekeeping duties in Haiti today, relieving a U.S.-led force that's been there for the last 3 months. But that handover will be delayed because only a fraction of the United Nations personnel have arrived. The U.S. has been trying to stabilize the country since February, when President Jean-Bertrand Aristide fled the country. In rural areas, a tense standoff continues among rebels, police, and Aristide supporters, as NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Haiti's Central Plateau.
In the town of Ench, a six-hour drive from Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, a young woman comes to the police station for help. She says her boyfriend is abusing her. A policeman takes her statement and leaves for her house. Just weeks ago, this scene would have been impossible. All the police in Ench had fled, driven out by armed rebels advancing towards the capital. The station was ransacked. But some 45 Chilean troops arrived here March 15th as part of the multinational stabilizing force, and under their watch, the police have been slowly returning and trying to restore order. Police Chief Souffleur Clairvaux sits in his now bare office. He has just 40 men to protect 60,000 residents. He has just one vehicle, one phone, no radios, and hardly any weapons. He says if the Chileans leave, his men are in big trouble. He points to a charred window frame behind him. Look at that, he says. The rebels tried to burn down this building. This is the first thing they'll do if they're allowed to come back here. The rebels in this region are mostly former soldiers from the army President Aristide disbanded 10 years ago. Haiti's military overthrew Aristide in 1991, so when he returned to power in 1994, he replaced them with a national police force. The soldiers went home, but never gave up their weapons or their grudges. When an uprising against Aristide began last winter in the port town of Gonaive, they joined the rebellion. With the Chileans in town, the ex-soldiers have set up base on the outskirts at an abandoned school. Commander Joseph Jean-Baptiste sits in the shade of a building in civilian clothes, jeans, a Yankees cap. He says his 400 men had hoped to work with the Chileans to provide security. Instead, they were sidelined. The Chileans began detaining us, telling us we can't bear arms, he says. Meanwhile, there are a lot of Aristide supporters in town who still have weapons. Why don't they go after them instead of just humiliating us? Jean-Baptiste says Aristide had no right to disband the military, and his men are demanding 10 years back pay. But what's more troubling for the estimated 6,700 UN peacekeepers, the commander says his men will not disarm, and as soon as foreign troops leave, they'll retake the city. In town, you can't find anyone who openly supports Aristide these days. Many of his more strident supporters are in hiding, fearing reprisals. Most residents seem to have embraced the ex-soldiers. 22-year-old Jasmine Philippe strolls across the town's central plaza, a hacksaw and a length of pipe in his hands. Philippe's a plumber. He, like many in town, says he felt safe with Jean-Baptiste's men on patrol in the days after Aristide fled. It would be much better if the Haitian army was providing security, he says. They were doing a good job before the Chilean troops and the Haitian National Police came back. Since the army's been replaced, criminals and thieves have begun stalking the marketplace again. But petty crime isn't the biggest challenge facing Haitians. During the weeks leading up to and following Aristide's departure, a few hundred people were killed in street fighting. International troops prevented further bloodshed, but the underlying tension has not been resolved. And like the ex-soldiers, Aristide militants have their weapons stashed and at the ready to take up the fight anew. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Ench, Haiti.